Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, A Course of Pure Mathematics by G.H. Hardy is a classic textbook of introductory mathematical analysis, first published in 1908 and long associated with the reform of higher mathematics teaching in Britain, written for strong students preparing for advanced study. It presents calculus and analysis not as a collection of tricks, but as a logically structured discipline grounded in proof, precision, and clear definitions. Hardy covers the central ideas surrounding limits, real variables, differentiation, integration, complex numbers, and infinite series. And he does so with a style that is both rigorous and unusually energetic. The book belongs to the tradition of pure mathematics, in which intellectual exactness and conceptual elegance are treated as essential values. Although modern textbooks may organize some topics differently, Hardy's work remains historically important and intellectually rewarding because it shows how analysis can be built from first principles. It is both a teaching text and a statement about what serious mathematics should look like. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, analysis is the foundation of serious mathematics. One of the most important features of A Course of Pure Mathematics is its presentation of analysis as the proper foundation for higher mathematical study. Hardy does not treat calculus as a set of computational recipes. Instead, he frames it as a branch of pure mathematics built on exact definitions, careful reasoning, and disciplined argument. This approach marked a major change from older traditions in which students often learned methods before understanding their logical basis. In Hardy hands, topics such as limits, continuity, and rates of change become central concepts that must be understood precisely before they can be used confidently. This emphasis gives the book its enduring significance. It helps readers see why analysis matters beyond the practical manipulation of formulas. The point is not only to solve problems, but to understand what makes a solution valid. Hardy insists that mathematics should rest on demonstrable truths rather than intuition alone, and this intellectual standard shapes the whole book. For readers moving toward advanced mathematics, this is invaluable because it trains them to think in terms of structure, proof, and necessity. Even where later textbooks may be more formal or more modern in notation, Hardy's central achievement remains clear. He teaches students to regard analysis as a coherent and exact subject worthy of deep respect. Secondly, limits, continuity, and the logic behind calculus. A central theme of the book is the idea that the real power of calculus comes from the notion of limit. Hardy gives sustained attention to the logical issues behind limiting processes, and this distinguishes his work from more elementary manuals. Differentiation and integration are not introduced as isolated techniques. They emerge from a careful treatment of how quantities approach values, how functions behave near points, and how infinite processes can be handled without sacrificing rigor. This makes the book an introduction, not just to calculus, but to mathematical thought at a higher level. The treatment of continuity and related ideas shows the same commitment to clarity. Hardy aims to replace vague geometric or physical intuition with arguments that can stand on their own. This does not mean the writing is lifeless. On the contrary, the book is often praised for making abstract ideas feel alive. Hardy's ability lies in showing that exactness can sharpen understanding rather than destroy it. Readers are led to appreciate why the fundamental operations of calculus depend on subtle assumptions and why these assumptions deserve close examination. For strong students, this is often the moment when mathematics begins to feel deeper and more beautiful. The book makes clear that the logic of limits is not a technical obstacle but the key to the subject. Thirdly, infinite series and the discipline of convergence. Another major topic in A Course of Pure Mathematics is infinite series, an area that naturally tests the student's ability to reason with precision. Hardy uses series to show how mathematics must distinguish carefully between formal appearance and actual truth. An infinite sum may look plausible on paper, but whether it has a meaningful value depends on convergence, and convergence itself requires exact conditions. This theme fits perfectly with the broader purpose of the book, because it trains readers not to accept symbolic manipulation uncritically. By studying series, readers learn one of the deepest habits of pure mathematics, asking under what conditions a statement is valid. Hardy treatment encourages skepticism in the best sense. Instead of assuming that algebraic patterns continue indefinitely without difficulty, students are taught to examine when processes terminate, when they converge, and when they fail. This is intellectually important because infinite series sit at the boundary between intuition and proof. And these, they are often appealing and useful, yet they can also mislead the careless thinker. Hardy's handling of the subject helps shape generations of students by showing that infinite processes demand a higher standard of reasoning. The topic also connects naturally with the rest of analysis, since limits, functions, and approximation all depend on understanding convergence. In that sense, series are not an isolated chapter but a test case for mathematical maturity. Fourthly, a demanding style aimed at strong independent learners. The book was written for scholarship-level students, not for casual beginners, and this intended audience matters a great deal. Hardy expects readers to be serious, attentive, and willing to work through arguments rather than skim for techniques. The level is introductory in relation to university mathematics, but it is not introductory in a modern watered-down sense. This gives the book both its power and its challenge. Readers are invited into a culture of mathematical discipline where ideas must be followed carefully and where understanding is earned through effort. This demanding character explains why the book has remained admired, even when no longer used everywhere as a primary text. It does not flatter the reader or simplify the subject beyond recognition. Instead, it treats the learner as someone capable of intellectual growth through exact thought. For many mathematically ambitious students, this can be inspiring. Hardy prose has an energy that keeps rigor from becoming dry, and his confidence in the value of pure mathematics gives the work a distinctive tone. At the same time, modern readers may find parts of the presentation old-fashioned. The sequence of topics and the assumptions about preparation reflect another era. Yet this historical distance is also part of the appeal. The book offers a direct encounter with a serious educational ideal, in which mathematics is both difficult and beautiful, and where difficulty itself is part of the education. Lastly, historical influence and the ideal of mathematical purity. A course of pure mathematics is important not only for what it teaches, but also for what it represents in the history of mathematics education. Hardy wrote at a time when British mathematical teaching was being reshaped, and the book became a major instrument in that reform. It helped move instruction toward greater rigor and closer engagement with continental standards of analysis. Because of this, its significance extends beyond the classroom. It stands as a document of a broader intellectual shift in how mathematics was understood and taught. The title itself signals a deeper commitment to pure mathematics as an ideal. Hardy presents mathematics as a discipline with its own internal standards of beauty, economy, and truth. This perspective later became closely associated with his broader public image as a defender of mathematics pursued for intellectual rather than practical reasons. In this textbook, that ideal appears in educational form. Students are invited to value elegance, exactness, and conceptual unity. What makes the book memorable is that it joins this idealism to actual instruction. It is not simply an abstract defense of pure thought. It shows, through concrete mathematical exposition, what purity means in practice. For that reason, the book remains more than a period piece. It continues to attract readers who want to understand how rigorous analysis came to be taught as a central expression of mathematical culture. In conclusion, A Course of Pure Mathematics is best suited to readers who want more than a practical introduction to calculus, strong undergraduates, mathematically ambitious sixth form or early university students, historians of mathematics, and readers interested in the culture of pure mathematics will gain the most from it. It rewards patience, concentration, and a willingness to follow careful arguments. Those looking for a modern problem set-driven textbook with current pedagogy may prefer newer alternatives, but readers seeking rigor, intellectual seriousness, and historical depth will find Hardy remarkably valuable. Its benefits are both practical and intellectual. Practically, it strengthens core habits needed for advanced mathematics, precise definition, logical reasoning, and disciplined attention to convergence, limits, and proof. Intellectually, it offers something rarer. It communicates a vision of mathematics as an art of exact thought, where beauty and validity are closely linked. That combination helps explain why the book has remained respected for more than a century. What sets it apart from similar books is not merely its age or fame, but the force of Hardy mind on the page. Many textbooks explain analysis. Fewer persuade readers that analysis is a noble and exciting human achievement. Even when it shows its period, the book stands out for its clarity, conviction, and lasting influence on mathematical education. If you would like to support G.H. Hardy, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.